NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past. The era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games. The era of one of the most beloved heroes in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. The famous character created by Burt L. Standish. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a brand new series of stories. Today, The Riddle of the Wrong Answer, or Gambling is the Devil's Pastime. The Yale football team is returning to New Haven from its preseason training camp at Blue Lake. Spirits are high, and as the train rushes along...
Oh, listen to the boys sing, Frank. The team seems in awfully high spirits.
They are, Enza. We had a very successful training season this year, and now everybody's anxious to get back to New Haven for that opening game Saturday.
Is the Trinity team any good, Frank?
Yes, they have a good team this year, I understand, but I think we'll win.
Oh, of course you will.
But just a minute, young lady. I didn't invite you to ride back to New Haven with us so that we could talk about football. What about that review history exam tomorrow? You were supposed to help me prepare for it, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. I got interested in the singing. Let's see, where were we?
You were asking me questions. What's the next one?
Well, let's see. Oh, there were 41 signers of the Mayflower Pack. Name as many as you can.
Oh, that's an easy one. Here they
are. Well, we might as well play another hand, Sloan. It doesn't look like Merriwell's going to leave his seat for a while.
What's he doing now, Cope? Can you see?
It looks like he's still talking to that girl back there at the end of the car. I don't like this idea anyway, Sloan. It's too uncertain.
Now, wait a minute, Cope. I'm running this, and I say we try it. If we can get him into a little game, let him drop a couple of hundred, get him to sign an IOU, well, there you are. We'll have the hold we want on him. I wish those guys would stop that singing.
I think that's the lot, isn't it?
Oh, Frank, that was wonderful. You named all 41 of them without a mistake.
Well, I guess I'll pass the test, all right. Now I better take this book back to Jack Diamond. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Jack's up ahead in the next car.
Hey, Frank, come on and sing with us, Frank.
No, I've got something to do now. I'll see you later, fellas.
Sure. All right, let's start up, shall we, fellas?
Here comes Merriwell now, Sloan.
Oh, good. Now, let me handle it. Oh, pardon me. Aren't you Frank Merriwell, Yale fullback?
Yes, sir, I am.
Glad to meet you, Merriwell. Seen you play off.
Thank you.
My name is George Sloan, book salesman. Do a lot of business with your school.
Say, Mr. Sloan, ask Merriwell if he'd like to sit in on our little game.
Yes. How about it, Merriwell? These gentlemen have just organized a friendly little game to pass the time.
Well, no, thank you. You know, they say that gambling is the devil's pastime. I don't indulge, gentlemen.
Oh, come now, Merriwell. Surely a little friendly game.
I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me, Mr. Sloan. I must see a friend up in the next car.
I told you Merriwell wouldn't fall for a simple trick like that, Sloan.
Yeah, it would have been easier that way. But we'll have to try something else.
Try it my way. He's sweet on that pretty girl back there, Insa Burridge. You know my plan, and I can handle it.
Here's the team, gang. Let's have a cheer for them. One, two.
Well, Enza, how do you like riding from the station on the team's carry-all?
Oh, it's fun, Frank, but what'll people say when they see me up here?
Well, if you ask me, Enza, they'll say this is the best-looking team we've had in years.
Oh. Well said, Bart.
Oh, look, we're coming to my uncle's house now.
I'll take your things in for you. Here, Enza, I'll help you down.
All right.
There you are.
Hurry, Hurry up, Frank. We're all going over to Maury's as soon as we unload our baggage.
Oh, you go on with them, Frank. I'll wait here in the porch until my uncle comes.
You're sure he won't mind, is it?
Of course not. Go ahead with the team.
All right, I'll see you later.
Come on, Frank. Here, I'll give you a hand.
All right, goodbye, Edgar.
Goodbye, Frank. Goodbye, boy. Oh, what a bunch. Oh, I hope my uncle gets here soon. Oh, this isn't my suitcase. It's Frank. Frank, wait. Oh, dear, they can't hear me. Oh, well, he'll be back for it.
Miss Burridge?
Oh, yes. What is it? My uncle isn't here.
I don't want to see your uncle. I want to talk to you.
I'm afraid I don't know you.
Of course you don't. But I happen to be a Yale fan, and I'm interested in the football team.
Oh, I can't help you. I have nothing to do with the football team.
No, but Frank Merriwell does. That's what I want to talk to you about.
If you have anything to say that concerns Mr. Merriwell, I think you'd better go to see him.
I'd rather talk to you about it.
Please, I must ask you to leave this porch.
Not until I've had my say.
Get off this porch or I'll call for help.
Oh, no, you won't.
Let go of my own.
You keep quiet if you know what's good for you.
You're hurting me. Help!
Shut up.
Frank! I was by mistake, so I ran back. Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Frank, this man.
Merriwell.
Catch him, Frank.
Oh, no, you don't. Take it easy, Merriwell. Take it easy.
Speak up. What are you doing here?
Nothing. Nothing. I wasn't going to hurt her.
Well, this is for bothering a lady. There. Now get up and get going. If you show your face around here again, you'll get what's really coming to you.
All right, Merriwell, I'll go. But I won't forget this. I won't forget it.
Are you all right, Ensign?
Oh, yes, but... Frank, I don't understand. Who was that man?
I don't know, but I don't think we'll have any more trouble with him.
Oh, I hope not. I was really frightened.
It's a lucky thing Bart threw the wrong bag down. Well, now I'll stay right here with you until your uncle comes home.
All right.
I can meet the gang at Maury's later on.
Hey, Bart, here comes Frank now.
Oh, good, Pinky. Mac, hey, Mac. Will you set another place at the table here for Frank Merriwell?
Yes, sir. Sure will, Mr. Bart.
Oh, hiya, Frank.
Hiya, Frank.
Did you get the bag straightened out?
Hello, everyone. Yes, Bart's all right now.
Welcome back to Maury's, Mr. Frank.
Oh, hello, Mac. It's good to be back again. Have I time to eat before that history exam, Bart?
Sure, Frank. Plenty of time. The exam's not until 3 o'clock.
Oh, we don't even have to watch the clock, fellas. We'll know it's time to hightail it when we see Andrews leave.
Andrews? Who's Andrews, Pinky?
Professor Stout's new secretary. He's sitting alone over there at that corner table. See him?
Oh, yes, yes, I see him. He's not a Yale man, is he?
No, he isn't. No, he needs to know where he's from.
Pardon me, Mr. Merriwell, but there's a gentleman over there at the next table who wants you to autograph this book for his son.
Why, certainly, Mac. Glad to.
He said the little boy is a great fan of yours, Mr. Merriwell. It would please him if you'd write something personal.
Go ahead, Frank. This looks like your one chance to get your name in the encyclopedia.
That's the book he gave me, Mr. Merriwell.
Don't mind Bart Hodge, Mac. He's trying to develop a sense of humor. There you are, Mac.
Thanks, Mr. Merriwell. The gentleman's little boy would be mighty pleased with this.
Well, boys, what shall we have to eat?
Oh, whatever it is, we better eat it fast. We only have half an hour till the history exam, and there goes Andrews now.
Hello, Woods. Mind if I talk to you a minute?
You made a mistake. My name's Andrews.
So I've heard. But you don't mind an old friend calling you by your right name, do you, Woods?
All right, Sloan. What do you want?
A little service on account of that $5,000 gambling debt you tried to run out on.
I don't have the money, Sloan, and there's not much chance of my ever getting it with your hounding me out of one job after another.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. You can't beat an IOU just by running away and changing your name. Not with George Sloan, you can't.
Give me another chance. I'll pay the check.
How? On your salary as secretary to a college professor? That would take about 20 years, wouldn't it?
Well, it's the best I can offer.
No, it isn't. I'm going to give you a chance to write that debt off right now.
Now, listen here, Sloan. I can't afford to get mixed up in any of your shady deals.
You'll do what I tell you to. I'm dealing this hand.
What do you want?
Now, listen, Woods. I'm Ian Andrews. I know all about your setup here with Professor Stout, and it's made just to order. Couldn't be better if I'd planted you up here in Yale myself.
Get on with it, Sloan. Professor has a test at 3, and I have to be there.
I know all about that, too. Now, here's what I want you to do. As soon as that examination is over, the old professor will suddenly be called out of town. Now...
All right, gang. Signal 21, 35, 28. High, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's a nice run, Frank.
Well, thanks for that block, Bart. You really hit him. Okay, let's line up again.
How about trying that 45 play this time, Frank?
Okay, Bart. We'll certainly use that one Saturday, all right.
Oh, now what?
Hello.
I guess the coach wants you, Frank.
Well, will we come over here a minute?
Right, coach. Be right back, gang. What is it, coach?
Frank, I have some news for you. Bad news, I'm afraid.
What's wrong?
It's about that history exam you took yesterday afternoon.
What's wrong? Did one of the team fail it?
Yes, Frank. You.
I failed? But Coach, that's impossible. History is my best subject.
Well, maybe so, Frank. I happen to know myself you've always had an A in history, but here's the notice. You're on probation for a month.
But that means I'll miss the Trinity game.
And the three games that follow it, too.
Is something wrong, Frank? What is it, Coach?
Well, I've just been notified Merriwell's on probation. He failed yesterday's history exam.
Probation? You're joking, Coach.
It's no joke, Bart. I'm out of Saturday's game.
Well, what are we going to do?
I think we'd better go see Professor Stout, boys. You're sure you passed that examination, Frank?
I'm certain, Coach. Come on, we'll call on the professor now.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but there's nothing I can do. All the test papers are locked in Professor Stout's safe.
When will the professor be back, Mr. Andrews?
Well, I can't say, Coach. He received a telegram saying his mother is ill. He left immediately.
But I'm certain there's some mistake. Maybe the professor got the marks mixed when he made out the list. If only I could see my paper.
I understand, Merriwell, but I have my instructions. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm due at the professor's next class.
Just one more thing, Mr. Andrews. Did you see my exam paper?
No. No, the professor read all the papers himself.
Well, Frank, I guess that's that.
It's too bad, Merriwell, but you know the rules and how strictly Professor Stout applies them.
Come on, Frank. We'll take this higher. We'll go to the dean.
Coach, it isn't within my authority to question the list of marks posted by Professor Stout.
But, Dean Clark, look at Merriwell's scholastic record. All A's in American history until this last test.
A failure is a failure, and I don't intend to create a precedent by interceding in Merriwell's behalf.
But the circumstances in this case...
Yale athletes have to pass their examinations before they may play football. That's the rule. Yale standards must be maintained, no matter what the cost.
In case Professor Stout gets back before Saturday, do I have your permission to request a review of Merriwell's exam paper?
Yes, that's quite permissible. But I'm afraid you should not count on the services of Mr. Merriwell. Work your team hard, Coach, and we'll try to beat Trinity without him.
Frankly, there's not much hope of that, but I'll do the best I can.
Gosh, Inza, all Frank has done tonight is idle away at the piano.
No, Bart. I asked you both over here hoping that we could cheer him up.
No, this is no fun at all. Golly, I'd like to get to the bottom of this business.
Bart?
Hmm?
I've been thinking, maybe we can help. Suppose we went over to Professor Stout's office and tried to find out what questions Frank missed on the examination.
Tonight?
Why not? Mr. Andrews is usually there at this time, isn't he?
Well, yes, he is, but... Well, he told us this afternoon there was nothing he could do.
Well, just the same, I'd like to talk to him myself. Will you come with me, Bart?
What about Frank?
Well, I think just now he'd rather be alone a little while. Besides, we won't be gone very long. What do you say?
All right, Inza. I'll do anything to help get Frank in Saturday's game. I guess he isn't in, Inza. Here, I'll try the door.
Oh, it isn't locked. Let's go inside and wait for him.
All right. Oh, I see he's left the gas light on, so he should be back any minute.
I hope he isn't too long. Oh, goodness, what's that?
Gosh, I don't know. Oh, yes, of course, it's the telephone.
Oh.
I remember during summer vacation, they were installed in the office of all the faculty. Nothing but the best and most modern for me, Yale.
Oh, shouldn't we do something about it? We can't just let it ring.
I'll answer it. Let's see. This is the receiver. Yes? What is it?
Well done, Andrews. Everything went off without a hitch, didn't it? You can cancel that debt right now.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't...
Well, what's this?
Oh, Mr. Andrews.
Someone's on the telephone, Mr. Andrews. I think they want you. We were just waiting here for
here,
you.
Here, give me that.
Andrews speaking. Yes? Well, I'm glad you're satisfied. I will. Goodbye. Excuse me for being so abrupt. The telephone excites me. I can't get used to it.
That's all right, sir.
It wasn't important. Just one of those book salesmen. They're always bothering me.
Mr. Andrews, we came to see you, Mr. Hodge and I, about Frank Merriwell's examination.
Well, I'm afraid, miss, there's little I can do until Professor Stout returns.
Well, do you think there's a chance he'll get here before the game?
Well, I couldn't say, but I don't think Merriwell should count on it.
No, we're all counting on it, Mr. Andrews. We have no one to replace Frank at fullback.
I thought Bob Marlin was playing in Merriwell's place.
Oh, Bob's a wonderful end, but he's no fullback. He can't punt at all.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So you see, it means Yale will lose the opening game just because of a few questions Frank missed in American history.
Well, if he hadn't bungled that one about the Mayflower Pact, he might have pulled through. But Professor Stout couldn't conceive of anyone missing that.
The Mayflower Pact? Well, Frank knew...
Bart, I think we'd better go. We don't want to take any more of Mr. Andrews' valuable time.
Ten signers of the Mayflower Pact. Why, that's ridiculous, Bart. I can name all of them.
Of course you can, Frank. I heard you do it on the train.
Well, just the same, that's what Andrews said. He practically said you'd have passed it if you hadn't bungled that one question.
Bart, this thing doesn't add up.
How do you mean?
Well, when I asked Andrews about my paper, remember when we went to see him with the coach? He claimed to know nothing about it.
You're right, Frank. You're right.
Yes, and when Bart and I asked him, he told us you missed that easy question.
It sounds odd, all right. What do you make of it, Frank?
I'm beginning to think somebody switched papers on me. Substituted a failing paper for my passing one.
Oh, but Frank, would that be possible?
Well, a lot of impossible things have been happening around here lately.
But how could anyone forge a paper and hand it in under your name?
That's what I've got to find out before Saturday's game.
Frank, do you actually believe anyone would go to such lengths to keep you out of Trinity's game?
Yes, I do. Remember the man on your porch the day we got back from Blue Lake?
You mean the man who threatened me? Oh, could he be behind all this?
He might be. I wish now I hadn't let him off so easily.
But Frank, where would someone like that get a sample of your handwriting in order to forge a paper?
Oh, that wouldn't be hard. I've signed hundreds of autograph books. For instance, Bart, remember the man in Maury's, the one who asked me to sign an autograph for his little boy?
Oh, sure. The man with the encyclopedia.
Wait a minute. I just got an idea. There was a man on the train by the name of Sloan, George Sloan. Said he was a book salesman. Later that same day, a strange man offers me an encyclopedia to write my autograph. Then tonight, there was that business you just told me about in Andrews' office.
You mean the book salesman who called Andrews on the phone?
Of course. There must be some connection.
Bart, try to remember exactly what that man said on the telephone.
Well, let's see. It was something about everything went without a hitch. And then something about Andrews could cancel a debt. And that's about all.
And Andrews seemed upset when he came in and saw you talking?
Yes, he grabbed the receiver right out of my hand.
Frank, you don't think Andrews is mixed up in this, do you?
Well, they'd have to have someone on the inside to switch the papers. But wait, let's not go so fast.
What can we do, Frank?
Well, it's pretty late, Ensa. You'd better stay here at the house.
Hi.
But Bart and I are going out to find Mr. George Sloan tonight.
No, gentlemen, I don't believe we have a guest by the name of George Sloan. You might try one of the other hotels.
Thank you, we will.
George Sloan? Why, no, sir, I'm sorry.
Thanks, we'll try another place.
Why, you're Frank Merriwell, aren't you?
That's right.
And you're saying you're looking for a Mr. Sloan?
Yes.
Yes, I think we have someone by that name. Let me see.
Hey, maybe this is our man, Frank.
I hope so.
Oh, yes, here it is. George Sloan in room 14. He's a book salesman.
That's it. Thank you very much.
What are we going to say to him, Frank? We haven't any tangible evidence yet.
No, but I'm positive he's our man. Of course, we can't make any formal charges until Professor Stout gets back. But there are a couple of points I want cleared up.
Well, here's the top of the stairs. Which is his room?
There it is. Number 14.
Should we go right in?
No. No, we'll knock first. As far as Sloan knows, we don't suspect a thing.
He's not there. The room is dark. See the transom?
Well, let's try the door. No, it's locked.
Well, I guess it's no use. We might as well go.
No, wait. There might be something in that room that can help us.
Well, we can't break the door down, can we?
We don't have to. I suppose it's not exactly legal, but how about that transom?
Of course. Come on. I'll boost you over and you can unlock the door. Here, step on my head.
Right. Okay, let's go.
There you are. Can you make it, Frank?
I can just about squeeze through. There. Right, come on in, Bart.
It's pretty dark in here, Frank. You think we should risk a light?
Oh, why not? Here's a match. I'll see where the gas jet is.
Oh, there it is, on this wall.
Good. There. That's better.
Well, what are we looking for, Frank?
I'm not sure, but we'll start here at the desk. Hey, does this book look familiar, Bart?
Yeah, it's an encyclopedia, but I don't see... Hey, isn't that the...
That's right, Bart. It's the same book that autograph hunter and Maury's wanted me to sign. Look here, inside the flyleaf. My name and the message I wrote.
That means it was Sloan who sent that man for your autograph.
Naturally.
Why, Frank?
I think it's pretty obvious. But we'd better not stand here talking. We'll turn out the light, lock the door, and get out of here. I don't want Sloan to know we've been here yet.
But what about the book?
We'll take it along. He'll miss it, of course, but he won't know where it's gone. Come on. Oh, clerk, Mr. Sloan wasn't in his room.
I know, Mr. Merriwell.
I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't mention our visit. We wanted to surprise Mr. Sloan.
But, Mr. Merriwell, I'm afraid I've already told him.
You did?
Well, Mr. Sloan came in while you were upstairs. I told him you were looking for him.
What did he do?
Well, it seems rather odd. He looked surprised and, well, I guess he was a little worried. Then he went right out again.
Oh, fine.
That means we must work fast.
Where are we going?
To get Andrews. And before Sloan does.
Oh, I hope he's still here, Frank. You try it again.
He's in. I can see the light under the door.
Yes? Who is it?
Frank Merriwell, Mr. Andrews. I want to talk to you.
Just a minute.
Hello, Andrews.
Is it rather late for a social call, boys?
This isn't a social call, Andrews. We want to talk to you about a certain George Sloan.
I don't know what you mean. And I'm sure it can wait until morning.
I'm afraid not, Andrews. We want a confession from you.
Confession? I don't know what you're talking about.
You received a telephone call from George Sloan. And we have evidence to prove you're mixed up in a plot to keep me out of the Trinity game. Now, would you rather talk to us or to the police?
The police? Oh, just a minute. I didn't do anything criminal. I just...
You just what, Andrews?
Come on, talk fast.
Very well, then. I'll tell you. It's been preying on my mind long enough. I owed a gambling debt to George Sloan. He wanted access to those history exam papers. I had to arrange to let him see them before Professor Stout corrected them.
I thought so. Bart, go get the coach.
Okay.
We're going to have Mr. Andrews tell his story to the dean.
Well, gentlemen, from Mr. Andrews' story and the other evidence that we have at hand, it's fairly obvious that Mr. Merriwell has been the victim of a plot.
Then he's clear, sir, he can play in the game?
Well, I'm afraid it isn't as simple as that. Mr. Andrews was just an accomplice. Now, actually, he did nothing to the examination paper.
But, Dean Clark, I told you what happened. This book proves Sloan wanted my handwriting so that he could forge a failing exam paper. Professor Stout was sent out of town by a ruse so that I can't have a new examination. And Andrews here can testify that the papers were tampered with.
I know all that, my boy, but there's nothing I can do about it until Professor Stout returns. I've already sent him a wire, and he should be back by Saturday.
In time for the game?
Well, I don't know. I hope so. I've done all I could.
Then, sir, if Professor Stout does get here in time, will I be able to play?
That will depend upon the professor. As you know, he's not, athletically minded. But perhaps if you could produce George Sloan, well, who knows?
Well, it looks to me like we're licked. Even if Stout does get back, how are we going to find Sloan? He skipped out of his hotel.
Yes, Coach. I guess there's small chance of finding him before the game tomorrow. All we can do is hope for the best.
Well, Frank, the third quarter's just about over. Doesn't look so good, does it?
They're only leading 2-0, Coach. If Bart could just get loose for one good run.
No, they've got him pretty well bottled up. Oh, I wish you could get in there, Frank.
I know. I wish... Coach.
What's wrong, Frank? What do you see?
Coach, this is important. Is it all right if I leave the bench for a little while?
Well, sure, go ahead. You can't help much here, anyhow.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
I saw you wait for me to come down here, Frank. What is it?
I just saw Sloan in the stands. He's watching the game. Might have known he would with all that money at stake.
But what good can that do now?
Might do a lot of good, Enzo.
Part of it depends on you.
On me?
Yes. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Well, Sloan, it looks like we're in. They can't do a thing without Merriwell.
Yes, but that was a bad moment last night when I found Merriwell searching my room.
What do we care as long as Yale loses? Say, look, isn't that Merriwell's girl coming this way?
Yeah, that's right. She might recognize you. Keep your head down, Cope.
Pardon me, are you Mr. Sloan?
That's right. What can I do for you?
I'm in the Burrage. An acquaintance of mine, Mr. Andrews, asked me to give you a message.
Andrews, huh? What is it?
He wants to see you. He said it was something about the game.
Where is he?
Down at the entrance of the Yale dressing room. He's waiting for you there.
I see. About the game, you said. Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose I'd better talk to you.
Can I win a game now, Coach?
In another minute or two, Pinky. The fourth quarter just started.
Where did Frank Merriwell go? I saw him leaving the field.
Well, I don't know. He didn't say. Hey, watch those end runs!
Oh, look at that fullback.
Hey, Coach, look. Here comes the dean with Professor Stout.
Where? Oh, they're coming over here.
Coach, here's Professor Stout. You said you wanted to see him in the instant of your eye.
Good day, gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt your baseball match.
Football, Professor Stout. This is the football coach.
Football, yes, to be sure. But what is all this nonsense about Merriwell's examination?
I explained the circumstances to Professor Stout, Coach, but there seems to be little that he can do.
But you know what a good student the boy is, Professor.
Yes, to be sure. But there's nothing I can do unless I have some proof that the wrong examination paper fell into my hands.
Well, there's not much use worrying about it now. The game is practically lost anyhow. Well, that reminds me. Pinky.
Yes, Coach?
Get in there for a diamond.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess it didn't work. He should have been down here by now.
Wait.
Here he is. Hello, Sloan.
Wait.
Looking for someone?
Merriwell. What are you doing here?
Looking for you, Sloan. I want you to make a little confession.
Stand back, Merriwell. Don't come any closer.
Oh, so you've got a gun. Well, maybe you aren't expecting a tackle. All right, Sloan, now you're going to talk.
Don't you break my arm.
Talk, Sloan, talk.
All right, I'll talk, only don't break my arm.
And you'll do your talking right over there at the bench. Come on.
And so, Mr. Sloan, you admit forging this boy's paper and substituting it in examination.
Yes, I did it.
There you are, Professor. Now can Merriwell play?
Well, this is all highly irregular.
Get your helmet on, Frank.
Yes.
But first, he must pass the examination, you know.
Oh, no, there's no time for that. The game's nearly over.
Nevertheless, I must give an oral examination. It's the only proper way to handle it.
Well, I'm ready, sir.
Well, hurry. Charles, go in for Mason. Call timeout. Never mind the penalty.
I shall ask you three questions, Merriwell.
Shoot, sir.
Shoot.
I mean, go ahead, Professor.
One. Who was Jonathan Edwards?
A famous Yale alumnus, theologian and lecturer, born 1703, died 1758.
Two, what date did Massachusetts enter the Union?
1788, one of the 13 original colonies.
Three, what does the term fundamental orders have to do with the history of New England? The
first written constitution adopted by self-governing people, date 1639.
Well, does he pass, Professor? Can he play?
Yes, I'm quite satisfied. Get in there, Mr. Merriwell, and make a home run for Yale.
Oh, you heard him, Frank. Time! Substitution! There we go.
What is happening, Coach? Is Merriwell winning?
Oh, yes, it's Charlie Jeff. They're lining up now. Just time for one play. Oh, make it good, Frank. There goes the ball.
Where?
Merriwell's got it. He's trying left hand. Run, Frank, run! Oh, look, the pressure is clear.
It's clear.
Nice block, Frank. You see that man get out?
Where?
Look out for the safety man, Frankie. He's going to make it. He's going to make it. He made it. Touchdown. Yale wins.
Well, but what happened?
The game's over, and Yale wins!
Oh, Frank, that was the most wonderful game I ever saw in my life. I've never been so excited. Oh, and you should have seen Professor Stout jumping up and down there in the sidelines.
The professor showed his true colors today, all right, Inter. He's a true blue Yale man.
And so are you, Frank. It's lucky you tumbled to that gambler's scheme in time, or we'd have lost.
You know, Yale really scored two victories today.
Two?
Yes. We won from Trinity, and we made a football fan of Professor Stout, even though he still thinks it was a baseball game.
exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of dramatic stories by the National Broadcasting Company. Stand by until next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank Merriwell is played by Lawson Zerbe. Today's script was by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch. Music was by John Winters, and the program was produced and directed by Joe Mansfield. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.